The Justice Department has asked a federal judge in Detroit to throw out terrorism convictions against two Arab men. The case was the nation's first major terrorism trial, and it had been hailed as a significant victory in the fight against terror. NPR's Libby Lewis has been following developments. Libby, remind us of the background of this case and why the convictions were considered so important.
Well, Renee, you'll remember this was known as the Detroit sleeper cell case, where it was the first major terrorism investigation. It broke 6 days after the September 11th terrorist attacks, when it was a climate of fear and terror about what was going on. And agents raided a Detroit apartment of several. Looking for an Arab man who was on a terrorist watch list. They didn't find him, but they found a lot of fake documents. They found sketches and a day planner. They found expired security badges from the Detroit airport. And they were led to four men, all Arab immigrants, who were arrested. Two of those men were convicted on charges of conspiring to provide material support to terrorists, and a third was convicted of document fraud, and a fourth man was convicted. But at the time, the government called these convictions a major victory in the war on terror, but now it looks like something else.
The prosecution, I gather, apparently withheld evidence that might have been favorable to the defendants. What do you know about the government's stance now?
Well, the government filed a document with the judge last night asking him to throw out the terrorism convictions and allow it to retry the men on charges of document fraud. In the government's memorandum supporting this, it alludes to, it says that it found that the prosecution offered incomplete testimony and sometimes misleading testimony. And it says, accordingly, the government believes that it should not prolong the resolution of this matter, pursuing hearings it has no reasonable prospect of winning.
So does this mean that the defendants are getting off, and if so, on a technicality, and was this a terrorism case after all?
Well, they are saying we don't support the terrorism conviction. There's nowhere in this document that I have looked at that says we don't believe, we believe these men are innocent. But they are here to uphold the integrity of the government's case, and they say that the cumulative weight of the errors in the case add up to its position that it should withdraw these charges.
Just briefly, what happens next?
Well, the judge will take this under advisement, and he will issue an order, which I think that... that the defense attorneys are anticipating will result in throwing out the terrorism convictions against two of the men, and will allow the government to retry the three men who were convicted on much lesser charges of document fraud.
Libby, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Libby Lewis.